Oh, yeah. You know, you know, we joke, the receivers mess with me all the time. They say I get mad at them when they mess up. And I said, there's no way. I mean, ask anybody. I don't get mad at you. And they say that I have a look that they just know. And I definitely have, you know, I can't say that I've ever lost my cool. Like, I've been out of control. I'm always in control, but I definitely have gotten upset. You know, I definitely have gotten mad and gotten angry and voiced it and showed it. You know, but I always just try and, you know, make sure I'm always in control of that. You know, make sure I'm always in control, you know, of the way I am. You know, and, you know, 99% of the time I'm just going to be excited and, you know, happy to be out here. You know, I love football. I love going to practice. I love being around my teammates. So, you know, even doing this stuff, you know, you dreamed of as a little kid. You know, I'd practice, you know, speaking to the media when I was 5 years old, you know. You know, it's just stuff that, you know, it's funny for me to think of nowadays, but I just love being here.
Going your way, how do you keep that control?
Oh, it's hard. It definitely is hard because everyone's always looking at you as the quarterback. You know, everyone's looking at you to see how you're going to react. And Coach Downing has done a great job with me of always reminding me of that. And, you know, always saying, hey, you know, the way he says it, there's always a camera on you. You know, you got to be yourself all the time. And, you know, I've learned that sometimes when it gets to a certain point, especially in college with younger guys, you have to go to, you know, a level that they haven't seen you at before. And if I'm not there all the time, when it happens, it'll really, you know, mean something to them. And, you know, but for the most part, I just try and be myself. You know, I don't try and really think about it or concentrate on it. I try and prepare myself before those things ever happen.
Is it nice that, given that you have the same scheme, you have the same wideouts, that in these preseason games, you can really kind of tinker and work on things, try things in game situations, as opposed to have to try to apply something from a new scheme or build chemistry with a new guy, something like that?
Yes.
How has that helped you through a couple games and heading into the last two?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes, like I joke around a lot before, you know, sometimes people are going to be mad at me for certain things in the preseason, you know. But I'm just trying to, you know, Coach Downen always tells me it's a great opportunity to see what you can get away with. You know, it really is, you know. And I take that, I guess, really to heart and do it, you know. But it's things, you know, like the preseason, that you can have those moments, you know, where it's not a decision that's going to hurt us, but, you know, it's a decision, like, if it works, it's going to be a great thing for us. And if we can continue to build on that, you know, can that help us? And that's really all it is. I try not to do it too much, but obviously I will, you know, do it during the preseason. I'll do it a couple of times here and there, you know, but you hit it around the head. It's a great opportunity and it's a great time to do those things, because when you hit week one, you're not going to try something new. You know, you're just going to do what you're supposed to do.
Derek, a guy that we're doing a story on, Johnny Holden. Is there a guy that, you know, he's kind of a long shot to make the team, but is there an admiration on the part of the other players for a guy who's an undrafted free agent trying to make the team, and what have you seen from him so far?
Reminds me a lot of Seth, you know, his story. You know, reminds me a lot of Seth's story. The first time we threw out here with Seth Roberts, he'll tell you it wasn't his best day. Let's just say it that way. And, you know, Johnny was the same way. You know, Johnny's a really fast, athletic guy, and hasn't played much football. You know, when you think about it, when you think about all of us playing since we were really little, he didn't do that. And, you know, he's still just trying to figure out. And I told Johnny when we hit training camp, I said, you are the most improved player this whole offseason. I have never seen someone jump that much, like, since Seth. You know, since I saw Seth make that jump. And so I'm very happy for Johnny. He's a great guy. He's a very quiet, humble spirit about him, which is, you know, cool. But then he goes out there and runs a, you know, 4.2 past everybody, you know. So it's fun for me to see. But at the same time, you know, I'm rooting for him because I want him to be able to help this football team.
How has Michael Crabtree been during this camp? Has he been any different in year two than he was in year one?
Yeah, you know, Crab. You know, Crab does a great job. You know, our relationship is awesome. You know, he's a really good friend, and he's also someone that has experienced a lot of football. Has experienced a lot of you know, different quarterbacks. He's experienced a lot of different coaching styles, and we talk all the time. If you ever watch us during stretch, me and Crab will talk from the beginning of it to the end of it, and it's something new every time. You know, sometimes it's about our boys, and sometimes it's about football, and it's about, you know, different coaches' styles, different things that he used to communicate that would make sense to him, and things that make sense to me. And you know, he's very intelligent, very intellectual when it comes to football. You know, he likes the thinking part of it, and you know, it's fun to, you know, be around a guy like that, because I'm the same way. You know, so I like to, you know, be able to talk to him like that.
Ask Jack about what he would do with Usain Bolt if you were.
Oh my goodness!
To come out here and try and play football, what would you do with him if he was out there running for you?
I'd throw it really far. I'd have to throw it really far and really early. You know, I think I saw something that he ran almost 27 miles an hour, and they compared like Julio Jones ran like 21 or 22, and I was like. That comparison to me, that's ridiculous. You know, that doesn't even make sense. So you can't fathom it. You know, you can't, you know, really say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. That doesn't make sense. You know, that just doesn't make sense. So I've seen Julio run, you know, on a field, you know, especially, you know, last offseason I watched him and in person. And to think that Usain Bolt can run a lot faster than him blows my mind. So, Usain, if you want to come run a go route, we're all good for it.
All right, I gotta ask you about Colton Underwood.
Yeah.
The video that he sent to Ellie.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts of the video? And obviously, she said yes. That's
what I'm talking about.
You just
stop. Yeah. Oh man. I remember the first person that said something was Jake McGee. You know, in the locker room, I was like, he did what? You know, and he's like, you know Ellie, the gymnast. I was like. I'm sorry, I don't, like, I said, oh, then he's like, the Olympian. I was like, oh, my goodness, wow. And so he showed me the video that Colton sent, you know, to her, and I was like, hey, man, you put yourself out on a limb there, bro, you know, and I'm just happy, you know, I think Coach said it, too. I was like, I'm happy for him that she said yes, you know. That's a lonely feeling, being out there on a limb, man. So, you know, I'm happy for him, and she made a good decision saying yes because he's a really good guy. He really is. Besides all the football stuff, he's a really good person. So I hope it works out for him.
Do you guys make fun of him, though, to be honest?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We make fun of everybody for everything. You know, I as soon as I walk in there, it'll take about 30 seconds before I get made fun of for something. So absolutely we did, but at the same time, we're really happy for him. So obviously we want it to work out for him.
Yeah, all right, guys, couple more here.
No, I don't know, man. I know I did, so that's all that matters.